George Henry Jewett II was an athlete who became the first African-American football player at both the University of Michigan and Northwestern University in the Big Ten Conference, then went on to become a medical doctor. I'm Lisa Berry, and that name may sound familiar because he's the great-grandfather of WEMU's own Michael Jewett, who joins us now on 89.1 WEMU for this conversation. Hi, Michael.
Well, hello. It's interesting to speak to you in a much different context.
That's right. I'm in charge now, so.
Yeah, okay. I always think that you're in charge.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, many people listening right now may recall the announcement not too long ago that a new football trophy has been established and will be played for this coming weekend in Michigan Stadium by both teams. And you and your family are going to be there for this historic moment.
It's really happening. It's like every little step in this process makes it more real or whatever. And when they announce the game time, it's like, oh, they're really having a game. Kickoff noon. And in years from now, it's just going to be called the Jewett game or the Jewett trophy game or the, I don't know what, it, you know, it could develop its own folklore and everything.
Ah.
I guess it's the inaugural George Jewett trophy game between the U of M and Northwestern. And first and foremost, you know, I guess I'm speaking on behalf of the family, just acknowledging the efforts of the, you know, athletic departments and whatnot, everyone involved in establishing this. It's a lot of emotions and a lot of reaction to this. But yes, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
I wondered if you were going to allow yourself to feel the emotion and the impact of
moment. Lisa, I will, you know, I can, well, you and I are colleagues and friends. So I will tell you and everybody listening now, yeah, I've been basically a mess since they've announced this. A good mess. It's a good mess, you know, but a mess nonetheless. Because it is so many emotions, you know, and it's overwhelming, it's exciting. I will admit to this being more than a bit bittersweet on a lot of different levels. So there's a mix of, you know, great, very grateful, you know, and it's also like the excitement, you know, when I talk to my cousins or friends and whatnot. It's the Jewett Trophy. They're made a name of a trophy. So I've had this conversation with a lot of people. So yeah, it's pretty special.
So the announcement was made last February. How did you hear about it?
It was a really magical moment. So I get a couple of emails from the U of M athletic department. Like, what are they talking to? It's like, do they know? Why are they talking to me? And I finally get a phone call, and they let me know. Well, we want to do a trophy. A George Jewett trophy, and I was in disbelief. You know, it's like, you want to do what? You know, it's just like, because football trophies are kind of rare. They're not like there's a lot of them. And I get the details on, and I was stunned. You know, I've never had an experience like this. I was just stunned. I'm like, so I get the call at my desk, and I walk to our front office. Molly Motherwell, who's, you know, our GM, the GM here at EMU, is a Wolverine. She's like
right,
the biggest
big
Wolverine
fan,
I know.
Yeah.
And it's like the first person I share this with was Molly, which I always remember. I walk into Molly's office like, Molly, you're not going to believe this. And I tell the story, and she's, you know, we're both just like, they're going to make a trophy out of George Jewett. It was, yeah, it was like we won the, you know, it's like we won an Oscar and the Super Bowl and the Lotto all in one. Because there's just not that many named trophies,
right.
You know, in college, this is a big, big deal. So, yeah, so sharing that with Molly was a magical moment. So, and then, you know, it went through the whole thing of talking to family and everything. But, yeah, being able to share it with some Wolverines that I know is pretty cool.
He played in the late 1800s. So
yeah,
growing
up. Like 1895,
right.
1890 something. Yeah. It's a whole different era.
Right.
It's and football now, and people think football now, well, it's been kind of like modern football. It's been the way it is. It's been, you know, 50, 60, 70 years or whatever. But football then was more, you know, it's much different, raw game or what.
Growing up, did your family talk about your great-grand?
Oh, yeah. Looms huge. Yeah, he's a much, you know, incredibly admired ancestor and everything. But, you know, and this is part of the bittersweet quality of all this. George Jewett, you know, has many achievements and whatnot. You know, he lived and died, but he did not live very long. He died before his 40th birthday. So there is a, you know, just the fact of his life being even short by, you know, someone born in 1870 by those standards. So there is that kind of like, when someone dies at an early age, there's that kind of like that void in other people's lives and whatnot. So my grandfather, you know, basically grew up without a father. So that's like one bittersweet part. when I say George, I mean the football player here. But there are actually three Georges. He had a son, his older son, the man I call my Uncle Bill, was a George. And George, football player, father, had a, his father was a George, too. And we kind of call him the blacksmith. So in our family, we call the blacksmith, the football player, and then everybody else has a name. So we know who we're talking about. But to get back to the bittersweet quality about all of this, you know, honestly, the overriding feeling for me is that I wish my father, my late father, could be here to see this, because, you know, the cause of, you know, recognition for George Jewett, the football player, was a big, big thing for my father. Many people in Ann Arbor know Coleman Jewett, my late father. And, you know, I would just have loved for my father to be able to see this.
How significant do you think it is that he was the very first African-American player in football subdivision history? And that's being honored.
It's a big deal. It's a huge thing. And there's some complexity there. And you kind of get me out of my area of, you know, expertise or whatnot. I don't want to make a opinionated comment that may be just factually wrong or whatever. But it is a big deal. You know, this is 1890s. Where was the country then? You know,
right.
I mean, Jim Crow was becoming more and more entrenched. You know, if anybody talks to you about the good old days, challenge them on that, because the good old days is like people are dealing with all sorts of difficulties for all sorts of reasons. Most of them not too great. You know, it's like, this is not the good old days. So, yeah, I mean, there was a lot of resistance. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, we had our guest on the other day, John Bacon, who's a great writer, you know, great historical mind and everything. And he pointed out, you know, how few people, period, went to college in the 1890s. This is a very rare thing to go to college. If you're African American, even that much less common. To compete in athletics as well and to exceed at athletics, the improbability of George Jewett's life and achievement and just the rarity of it is it's something else. It really is. And for it to be acknowledged is a big deal. This is no small thing. And he's being acknowledged, and I think when people see the trophy and there'll be announcements and whatnot, official statements, he's being honored as a student athlete. I really want to stress that. He is being honored as a student athlete. I don't want to spoil too much of the surprise or whatever, but I think the image of the trophy itself is more of a student than an athlete, you know, so that's very important. I think this is a big statement for both institutions, and I got to, you know, again, you know, give props to everybody at Northwestern and everyone involved in, you know, putting this together and making this happen. This is a big statement that this is about George Jewett as a pioneering African-American, as a trailblazing African-American student athlete. And I think, you know, get back to Jewett, you know, family history and whatnot, there's, I think, a very, very strong family value, a core value. And maybe, and you know what, it probably goes back to George Jewett of the value of education and the value of scholarship and academics and how that can be a transforming and uplifting you know, agent in someone's life. There are so many educators. In fact, the most common, you know, employment or life career path in my family history is something to do with education.
Well, he went on to become a doctor.
Well, yeah, and then there's, you know, some complexity with him being a doctor, too. I mean, he opens a medical practice in Illinois around Northwestern, but that doesn't really prove to be he doesn't stick with it and returns to Michigan and then opens what would be like a dry cleaning place or, a tailoring dry cleaning place. So he leaves medicine. So it does not prove to be, you know, his career path of choice. So he would be a licensed doctor in a state other than Michigan.
Can I ask what caused his early death?
It's not really clearly known, but we think that may have been vocationally related. He could have been exposed to chemicals that weren't, you know, all that healthy. This would be like dry cleaning chemicals in like the, you know, 19, it would be like an industrial related, work related, you know, not accident, but like overexposure to chemicals or something. Or he could have had an undiagnosed disease. We really don't know. But he dies at like basically, I think he'd be like 38 or 39. He was gone at an early age.
So the very first George Jewett Trophy game taking place this coming Saturday at Michigan Stadium in honor of Michael Jewett, our own Michael Jewett's great-grandfather, George Jewett. And I have to ask, so you and your family will be there, you'll be watching, you'll be celebrating. Who are you cheering for?
Everybody.
Yeah.
I'm cheering for George Jewett. You know, I'm cheering for my young cousin, who's the only football player out there now, who's going to be there in his football jersey, who's like the youngest living, you know, the youngest living descendant of George Jewett. And, you know, George Jewett is like a superhero to him. You know, he's like a hero. And that's, you know, that's the way it should be. You know, that George Jewett will be an inspirational figure for his achievement, you know, on and off the field. That's a great thing. Yeah, it's a pretty overwhelming and uplifting thing. And I'm just, you know, beyond joyed, beyond overjoyed about it. So yeah, so very good.
We'll be thinking about you, Michael Jewett, when we watch the game. And congratulations to you and your family for this great distinction and honor.
And again, well, thank you for talking about this. And again, kudos to everybody at Northwestern and the U of M for making it happen.